Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon. This is Pastor Livingston from Push Outreach Ministry, spreading the gospel of Jesus Christ as far as it can go. Thank you for tuning in this afternoon. We're so glad that you tuned in this afternoon. Push my story. Everybody have a story to tell, and everybody's dealing with something or somebody or dealing with some phenomena. This afternoon, we're going to have a great discussion. And we want you to go to several books in the Bible. And we're going to sit down and have a good talk. Because it's very important in the time that we are living in. This age of time, we should know exactly which way we are going. We need to know who we're following. We need to know by whose authority are we following. We really need to have coverage. What type of coverage? We have to be covered, amen, and have the protection and have the will of God in our life. So before we get started, let's go to the book of Matthew. Matthew, the 28th chapter. And we just want to give you a little background scripture on that, because there were some things that was happening at the time when Jesus were betrayed and when he had died on the cross. See, you must know by whom authority is given and why we are doing what we are doing today. I want to let you know that God, amen, praise God, on your side. Now, I want to let you know that the scriptures got to be fulfilled. So we know that we have the doubters. We know that we have those that believe. Amen. Somebody has to fulfill the scriptures for the doubters. Amen. So we got those. So once we know, amen, praise God, what we're up against, then we have no problems going through, amen, what our mission have called us to do and by the authority of God. Also, we want you to go to the book of Colossians. It's an excellent book. I've been in that book for maybe about a month or two. And you'll see the very definition and the very words, amen, praise God, describing authority. Authority is given and who is in authority. And we must know how to separate the difference and in authority. So we go on to Matthew, the 28th chapter, for your consideration. I want to start at the 16th verse that it says, the 11 disciples went away into Galilee to the mountain which Jesus had appointed for them. When they saw him, they worshiped him. And some doubted. I told you we got the doubters. You're going to have the doubters. Somebody got to play the part of the doubters. Aren't you glad that you're not the one that are doubting? Amen. Because somebody has to fulfill the scripture. Somebody has to fulfill, amen, praise God, that all that is in authority and all power is given, that there got to be some that has got to be against you. So we know that we have some that doubt us. And the 18th verse says, and Jesus came and spake to them, saying, all authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth. See, I want you to know the authority. Everybody can't say that I have the authority, that I have the power in heaven and in earth. There's only one Lord, there's only one faith, and there's only one baptism. Jesus said, I am the way, I am the truth, and I am the life. Amen, praise God. He is the light to the truth. Amen. We cannot reason. Amen. And many times we say we got facts, we got evidence, but we cannot have facts and reasons. Amen. Praise God. To substitute for faith. Faith is the truth. So ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. So we have to find out under whose authority are you going in, and whose power and authority are you being submissive to. So when Jesus was at the mount, and he was talking to the disciples. Now, mind you, what was going on, amen, when they were at the cross and at the tombstone, Jesus had unrose and looked in another direction with the disciples while they cooking up and while they setting up and making lies and how they took money and how to give money to those to keep their mouth quiet, that nobody saw nothing, that somebody removed the body at night, amen, when everybody was asleep, that they had removed Jesus' body, amen, after he had died on the cross. So we know better than that. And Jesus already had rose the third day, and the disciples, it was already witnessed that many have saw him. Even to this day, they're trying to keep a lid on it. They're trying to keep people quiet. They don't want you to hear the gospel. They don't want the gospel to be preached. They don't want the word of God to go out. But you better know whose authority you are under. You better make sure that you're not the doubter. Amen. You better make sure and very sure, amen, that you will worship the true and the living God. Now listen what it says. He said, all authority. God give us power and authority. He told them, he gave them instruction to go into Jerusalem and stay there until they're endowed with power on high. And after they receive the Holy Ghost, they shall have power and authority. Amen. So we know, amen, praise God, this is given, amen, by, amen, the one, amen, that has all power and authority that was given to him. Now, if you go in the book of Colossians, amen, just to back up the authority, I just want to read, just move to Colossians right quick, just to show you, in the word of God, where the power and authority came from. Now, we know that Jesus is the premises of Christ. We know that. And Jesus himself had to obey God. Now, it could have went another direction. Let me tell you something. God gave Jesus the validity to reason, to solve situations. He give them the choice to make. We got the validity, amen, amen, to make the choice, amen. God is not putting no gun to nobody's head. He's not going to beg no one. But the scripture, the word of God, is to them that will believe. He give us the choice. And Jesus Christ could have went another direction. Have he not heard his Father? He could have easily backslid. He could have said, no, I'm not going to the cross. He could have really just said, you know, somebody could have brought him out, you know, really brought him out, amen, and wouldn't go to the cross. But he made up his mind because he knew who had power and authority, amen. He knew he was covered by the blood of Jesus. That's my thought. Amen, this afternoon. Are you covered? Are you covered with the blood of Jesus Christ? Because there is no other name whereby man must be saved but by the name of Jesus Christ. Power in this authority that God gave Jesus, his son. It was not an easy task. There is suffering. There's a mission that has to be done. You have to see and know, amen, why you're doing the mission. What is going to be the outcome? You should be asking yourself questions. What is the outcome of this mission? What am I going to receive at the end? Why am I doing? You should be asking those questions. Amen. So it says, he is in the image of the invisible God, the firstborn over all creatures. For by him all things were created that are in heaven and that are on the earth, visible or invisible, whether they be thrones, whether they be dominion or principalities or power, all things were created through him and for him. And he is before all things, and in him all things consisted. And he is the head of the body of the church, who is the beginning of the firstborn from the dead, that is all things he made have preeminence. All power, authority was given to God through his son, Jesus Christ. We are the offspring. We are made in the image of God. I want to talk a little bit about that before I get into going out and amen, praise God, and telling anybody anything. Because we got to be so ever careful who we, what we say and who, how we are speaking into other people's life, because God will hold us responsible for what we say and how we conduct ourselves and how we represent him. So I want to talk a little about this image. God created Adam in his image. God is a spirit. I want you to realize that God is invisible. You cannot see, amen, a spirit. So, I mean, common sense tells you that he had to make a body, amen, that what you could be able to see the individual, because God is a spirit. So when God created Adam, amen, Adam was perfect in the spirit. So when he gave him a body, he gave him a body so that the spirit of God would dwell in him. We're the same way. We have a body, and we are made, we are the offspring of Adam. And we have to look, put on, we have to have the body, amen, in order for us to house the spirit of God that's in us. So we got to be covered. Amen. God cover us. Amen. Praise God. He gave us instruction. Amen. And it's up to us, amen, to carry it out regardless what the circumstances are, because there is no reward for everything that you say, everything that you do. There's consequences. This is not our home. We got a better home. Jesus said to the disciples, amen, that he'd go away to prepare a better place. And if he don't come back, amen, praise God, that, you know, we will be lost. But he said, but I'm coming back to receive you unto myself, where I may be, that you may be there also. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it wasn't so, he said, I would not have told you. So he went to prepare this better place. So we got to be covered by the blood of Jesus. We have to have the instruction by the blood of Jesus, the word of God, not only just reading the word, but having spiritual understanding in order for us to know the mysteries. The mysteries of his wisdom, the mystery of his knowledge, the mysteries, amen, that have not been unfolded to everyone, amen. But those that come and believe and is baptized shall be saved. God will reveal, amen, the wisdom, the knowledge that we need to carry out the mission. Now, we are made in his image. We are made in the image of God. Every gift, every talent, everything that you see, I don't care what it is, artists, music, whatever gift, talents that you see, I want you to know it is a reflection of God. Everything that God put on this earth, amen, he did it for himself, amen. And we are the image of God. We are the reflections of God. We have his eyes. We have his mouth. We have, amen, praise God, his abilities. We have his intellect. We have the wisdom. We have the knowledge of God, those that are born again of the water and of the Spirit. He's visible and invisible. Amen. On the earth, amen, in heaven, everything belongs to God. We are in a spiritual warfare. We are fighting against principalities. We are fighting against thrones, dominions. We are fighting the enemy. The Bible said we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but principalities and rulers of darkness of this world. They are beginning to, amen, rage, and they begin to destroy. They're coming in, amen, changing laws, amen, and they're running God out of the houses, out of their homes, out of the church, amen, out of the school, out of our government. We cannot let that happen. We must stand on the wall, amen. As Nehemiah was building, amen, he stood on the walls and he said, we don't have time to come down. We don't have time to be talking. We don't have time to get involved with anything else but doing what God has called us to do. We are on a mission for the Lord. And we realize that we're on this mission that we got, amen, praise God, those that's going to stop us. We got the doubters. We got the haters. We got those, amen, that's using magic and witchcraft and doing all kind of evil, amen, to hinder the works of God. You have lost the battle over 2,000 years. You have lost that battle because one, let me tell you something, one that sleep in the Lord, amen, God has another one, amen, to take his place. Praise God. I want you to know, amen, praise God, the gospel will be preached. And it will go to all four corners of the earth because he said so, because all power and authority is given unto him. He proved it. He came, amen, and showed us the way. Praise God. He gave us instruction. He led us, amen, praise God. And he ran into some trouble. But let me tell you something, but you are covered by the blood of Jesus Christ because the weapons that we have are not carnal, but they are mighty and strong for the pulling down of strongholds. Do you know people, amen, have strongholds on their bodies? They have strongholds in their mind. They are under strongholds, amen, by the enemy. Let me tell you something. All power and authority is given to those that believe, those that will believe what? The word of God, the word of truth. It has nothing to do, amen, with logic. It does not have nothing to do with your reason or your facts or your evidence. Faith comes by hearing the word of God. Faith, amen, is all about truth. Standing for the truth, standing for righteousness, holding up the name of Jesus. Many think that Christians, amen, are just the villains, that we're the aliens, that we are the terrors, amen, to come and to destroy their darkness, to destroy, amen, praise God, their wickedness, because they are the one, amen, praise God, are rebellious and disobedient to God. They do not want to hear the truth. They do not want to submit unto righteousness. They want to appear that they are righteous, but their heart is full of wickedness. Their mind is on evil continually. This is why we need the word of God. We got to get the word of God to our next generation. We got to get the word of God back into the families. We got to get the word of God back in the schools. We got to get the word of God back into the hospitals, back into the churches, back into leaders. Back in, we got to start our first work all over again. God give us power and authority. There used to be, amen, you couldn't hear of or hear tell of certain things that would go down and things that were happening. It was a disgrace and it was a shame, you know. And now they're coming out the closets, and now the Christians are going into the closets. Because they don't want to, they're afraid. They're afraid, amen, praise God, what's going to happen, what they're going to lose. Let me tell you something. If you lose your life, God said you will gain it again. If you lose everything in this world, let me tell you something. It is vanity and vexation of the spirit. I want you to know they're nothing but things. Amen. And things you have to replace because, amen, because they will vanish away. They will, amen, praise God, will be destroyed. So we came in this world with nothing, and certainly we're going to leave out of here with nothing. So why are you hanging on to these things? Why are you looking to things, amen, and looking, amen, praise God, that you are going to stay here? You're not here to stay. I promise you this one thing in the Word of God. If you don't remember nothing else I say today, I want you to remember these words. These words that we are going to leave this earth. You're going to die one day. You're going to leave here. But your spirit will live forever. Now, your spirit that's going to live eternity. You going to either spend eternity with God in heaven, or you going to spend eternity in darkness and hellfire. Now, I'm going to tell you now, you cannot defer it. You cannot go back and retract. You cannot call back the years. You cannot go back and ask for forgiveness. You cannot go back and say, can I do my first work over again? Because after the grave is over with, thing, amen, praise God, to go beyond the grave, they cannot come back to make anything right. They cannot come back to repeat and start all over again, my friend. So whose report are you going to believe? Isaiah said, whose report will you believe? Are you going to believe, amen, the power and authority of God, or do you going to believe in the power and authority of man? Man is limited. Man can't go no further than God allow him. He thinks he has power and authority. Well, they said, well, watch this then, if you don't think. Look, you will die one day. You hear me? The office that you may hold, amen, let me tell you, God is replacing every one of them. Everyone that is not doing what the will of God is not honoring God and rejecting the word of God. Let me tell you, God put one up and take one down. Let me tell you something. Changes. There is a shift in the earth. There's a change that's happening every single day. I want you to know to be prepared. You got to have the coverage. Jesus said all power is given to him. Whose side do you want to be on? I would want to be on the side of the one that has the power over all the earth and heaven. Heaven and earth. He has all power, visible and invisible. I want you to realize, amen, praise God, that we are in a spiritual warfare. We are fighting spirits of wickedness. We're fighting witchcraft. We fight in black magic. We fight in witches every single day that deceive you. They're liars. They're whoremongers. They're different, amen, spirits, amen, that's not of God. They come out to deceive you. If you don't have Christ, if you do not have Jesus Christ and receive him as your personal savior, you will not last. I promise you, you will not last. So we can't get caught up in the world. The Bible says in the book of Romans, amen, the 12th chapter, the second verse, he says, we are in this world, but transform the renewing of your mind. So when Jesus was on the mount, amen, praise God, and he was getting ready to go back home to his Father, amen. And when the disciples saw him, they worshiped him. But there was also, there were some that was doubting him. Then we had the doubters, we got the haters of God. They hate you because you do good. They despise you because you stand for the truth. You stand for righteousness. You don't tolerate, amen, sin. You don't tolerate unfairness, injustice. You do not tolerate, amen, praise God, liars and whoremongers and destroying people's homes and destroying friendship, destroying churches. God, let me tell you something. God give us the authority and the power. Amen. And listen what he says here in the 19th verse. He said, go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things that I have command you, and lo, I am with you always to the end of the earth. That's all you need to know, that God will be with me always to the end of my death, until my mission is finished, until my work is done. When Jesus Christ went to the cross, his work was finished. He didn't leave nothing out. There was nothing that Jesus done that was not done. He had completed his mission. The enemy thought that he had destroyed him and stopped the works of God. No, the work of God just begun. Guess what? When God replaced, amen, a soldier in the army of the Lord, 10,000 more is replaced in his place. Let me tell you something. People over there in ISIS, people over there in Iran and different places over there in the Middle East, and they're cutting off people's heads. They're cutting off people's hands. They're stealing the word of God. They are destroying the Christians. Do you know everyone that they destroy, God got 10,000 more in their place? You cannot win. You cannot win. The gospel shall reach all four corners of the earth, and then shall the end be. God didn't promise us. He did not tell us that there would not be any situations or any problems that we don't have to deal with. Yes, we have to deal with the situations. We have to deal, amen, with the gainsayers. We got to deal with the unbelievers. We got to deal with those that hate the name of Jesus, that anti against the cross of Jesus Christ. We got to get the gospel across to the people. Amen. To the world. Amen. Praise God. He told us to go and baptize them, teaching them to observe all things. And I am with you always to the end of the earth. God, your work that you have to do, amen, God promised you that he will be with you and you will carry it out. Amen. You are here for a limited time, all of us. We are here for a certain season and a certain time because this is not our home. I want you to know you got to get coverage. You got to get the word. And how do I get covered? I get the coverage through the word of God. As I read the word, I soak in the word, and I believe in the word, and I do what the word say. Amen, praise God. And I promise you God will take care of you until it's your time, amen, until your time to go home to be with him eternally. So we just pray that you got something out of the word of God. We love you, amen. Stay with God. Hang in there. Let me tell you something. If you lose your life for Christ, I promise you will gain it again. God bless you. May heaven smile upon you. In Jesus' name. Mm-hmm.